What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look. Let's take our Friday morning look, our last look for this week. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report from the Ministry of Health on Thursday detailed that there were two deaths reported in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. With the two new deaths in the country, there is a cumulative total of 8,174. Lethality percentage, 1.1. In the last 24 hours, there was registered 247 new positive cases. 5,785 tests were applied to detect those infected with the virus, and a positivity of 4.3% was recorded. On the other hand, active cases, they total 2,110, while in isolation there are 2,032 people, divided into 2,021 at home and 11 in the so-called hospital hotels. Meanwhile, there are 78 hospitalised, of which 70 are in the wards and 8 are in the intensive care units. Alejandro Perez from the team of lawyers of former President Ricardo Martinelli filed a criminal complaint on the afternoon of Thursday against the presiding magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maria Eugenia López Arias, for the alleged commission of crimes against the administration of justice and against public servants. Perez bases his complaint on alleged pressure from López Arias to alter the calendar of the hearings and set the date of the trial followed by Martinelli. This was for the case known as wiretapping. He also accuses her of accelerating procedural phases and of ignoring stages of legal and regulatory procedures with the intention of continuing with what he called a persecution against Martinelli. The lawyer pointed out that these alleged actions affect Martinelli's electoral chances in the presidential elections of May of 24. The former president on several occasions has proclaimed that he has to win said election. The wiretapping case is what is commonly called the unauthorized interceptions that were carried out by the National Security Council in the last 2 years of the Martinelli government. For these events, two former directors of the CSN were sentenced to 60 months in prison each, but Martinelli was acquitted last November. Perez maintains that Judge López Arias has ignored the application of the speciality principle in favour of his client. The United States Department of State has said that this principle is not valid for Martinelli. But on March the 22nd, magistrates Heriberto Arruz and Alfredo Juncker of the Tribunal Electoral decided otherwise. This decision has been sued for unconstitutionality, and Arruz and Juncker are sued for alleged excess of functions. It is not the first time that Martinelli's lawyer has taken action against López Arias. A year ago, the complaint for alleged manifest enmity. The Public Ministry and the National Police arrested on Thursday 23 people. This was for their alleged involvement in crimes related to drugs and fraud. The proceedings, called Harry and Royoshi, were carried out in West Panama, Panama, Colón, and in the district of San Miguelito. In a statement, the Public Ministry explained that during the Harry operation, which was directed by the first specialised prosecutor for drug-related crimes and the Anti-Drug Directorate of the National Police, 11 people were apprehended, including alias JC, alleged leader of a criminal organisation, and more than $42,000 in cash were seized. The money was hidden in a safe, which was inside a residence in West Panama, the authorities have said. The prosecution also reported that the criminal organisation had as its modus operandi meetings and telephone communications to coordinate all logistics prior to illegal activities. In addition, they used different companies under the guise of corporations with a commercial reason for transporting cargo in containers, thus facilitating the entry of drugs from Colombia through double-bottom vehicles and with containers in different ports for shipment to destinations such as Europe, South America, Asia, and others. The alleged criminal group is linked to seizures of more than a ton of illicit substances located in anti-drug operations carried out in the provinces of Coclay, West Panama, and Colón by the Public Ministry and the anti-drug units of the National Police. During the Harry operation, a total of 21 search and search procedures were carried out, where in addition to the arrest, 9 vehicles and firearms were also seized. Meanwhile, in the operation called Rayoshi, 12 people allegedly linked to the crime of against economic assets in the form of aggravated fraud were apprehended. Of those detained, 5 people were apprehended in the province of West Panama, 3 in the district of San Miguelito, and the others in Panama and East Panama. The investigation began after a complaint filed by a citizen on the 2nd of February. It was reported that there are at least 17 people related to the crime of aggravated fraud. The modality of this type of crime consists of the use of methods and techniques by criminals who take advantage of technological means to obtain confidential information, such as passwords and bank information data of the victims, by means of deception and thus appropriation of their money, explained the public ministry. The detainees will be brought before a judge of guarantees to request the legalization of the arrests, imputation of charges, and the application of precautionary measures corresponding to each case. If the revocation of the mandate of the mayor of the capital, José Luis Fábrega, is successful, the deputy mayor, Judy Mena, would replace him in office. This was clarified by the legal counsel directorate of the Tribunal Electoral in a request for information which was submitted by citizen Camilia Adamis. Ian Bayliss, director of legal advice, explained that the revocation is directed against the official who is in office. This is established by Decree 49 of 2021 that regulates the process of revocation of mandate, added the official. Now, according to Bayliss, if the recall referendum is approved and if the majority of the votes are affirmative, the mayor's mandate will be revoked and the deputy will take office. And only in the absence of the deputy will partial elections be called to cover the both principal and alternate positions. This week, the Electoral Court began training activists who will be in charge of collecting signatures to request a call for a referendum. Now, this after a recall petition was presented to Fábrega. They must collect 198,920 signatures, which represents 30% of the electoral roll of the Municipality of Panama. The plenary session of the National Assembly approved with 39 votes in favour on the morning of Thursday in the third debate Bill No. 777, which creates the Vacamonte Corregimiento, segregated from the Vista Alegre Corregimiento in the district of Arihan. Independent deputies Gabriel Silva, Raúl Hernández and Edison Brosse voted against the new norm. Brosse questioned that the National Assembly is dedicated to the creation of more corregimientos instead of solving problems such as the high cost of living and the minimum payment received by retirees. Anyone here can get a doctorate in the creation of a new township. That is out of order. There are other urgent priorities, recalled Brosse. That initiative is from the deputy of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, Kyra Harding. The bill was approved in second debate on Wednesday. Harding, a deputy in the Arihan district area, declared on the 6th of April that the creation of this new corregimiento was not done, thinking about personal benefits. The deputy's statements allude to the criticism received by the pro-government deputies for the creation of several districts throughout the country. On April the 2nd, it was reported that the creation of a district of 3 corregimientos in Bocas del Toro and 10 new corregimientos in the Garbe-Bluglie region are being discussed in the National Assembly. PRD deputies have presented and approved multiple projects in the last 2 years to create new political divisions. For example, in Bocas del Toro, if Bill No. 796 is approved, which is already awaiting second debate, 16 districts would have been created since July of 2019. In accordance with Bill 777, the new corregimiento representative will be elected in the general elections on the 5th of May of 2024. In addition, the central government must allocate budgetary resources for this new political division in the country. With the participation of the public ministry, the Ministry of Economy and Finance, the Administrative Tax Court, the Superintendents of the Securities Market, the College of Accountants, the General Directorate of Revenues and the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information were at the second day of the on-site visit of the Anti-Corruption Mechanism of the Organization of American States, the OAS. The central theme of yesterday is focused on recommendations of the mechanism regarding aspects such as bank secrecy, illicit enrichment, bribery, transnational bribery, and denial of or impediment of tax benefits when they are derived from acts of corruption. Now, Elsa Fernandez, General Director of ANPAI, stressed that what is sought is to assess whether Panama has legal frameworks, technological developments, and results in this area. Well, in this sense, technical personnel from these institutions highlighted important advances that have occurred since the last evaluation of the third round, which was made to Panama 12 years ago, including the creation of the Tax Administrative Court in 2010. The creation of ANTAI in 2013 as a leading expert in the fight against corruption. The implementation of the tax incentives section of the General Directorate of Revenue and Law 70 of 2019. This shows that progress has been made in the creation of institutions and strengthening of the legal framework. We are left with the task of formulating manuals and continuing to work on the professionalization of public services, said Fernandez. From the 4th to the 8th of April, 6 civil society organizations and 12 public institutions participate in the evaluation of the follow-up mechanism for the implementation of the Inter-American Convention Against Corruption. The World Bank projects that Panama will grow 6.5% this year, which represents one of the highest growth rates for the region. In Latin America and the Caribbean, Panama would be the fifth economy with the highest growth rate for this year, behind Guyana, 47.9%, Barbados, 11.2%, St. Lucia, 7.9%, and Dominica, 6.8%. For 2023 and 2024, the international organization projects growth for Panama of 5% in both years. The growing trend of the economy will continue in the coming years after the strong contraction of 17.9% in 2020 as a result of the restrictions imposed by the government to contain the pandemic. This drop was partially offset in 2021 with a growth of 15.3% caused by the lifting of restrictions and increased economic activity. Panama is recovering from the crisis caused by the pandemic, as is Latin America as a whole. After a 6.9% rebound in 2021, the region's GDP is expected to grow 2.3% this year and an additional 2.2% in 2023. Now, these modest projections place regional growth among the lowest in the world at a time when the region faces great uncertainties, such as the possible appearance of a new variant of the coronavirus, an increase in inflationary pressure and the war in Europe, which threatens the global recovery, according to the World Bank. That is why they call for reforms to be put in place in favor of growth in infrastructure, education, and innovation, and for the most important investments to be financed through more efficient spending and higher tax revenues. And the government promulgated on Wednesday, the 6th of April, in the Official Gazette, Executive Decree No. 9, that orders the closure of national and municipal public offices from 12 noon on the 14th of April to commemorate Holy Week. In its Article 2, the decree explains that public offices that must remain in operation due to the service they provide are exempt from the ruling. In this case, or in the case of the National Aqueduct and Sewer Institute, the institutions that provide medical care, postal services, transportation services, Panama Fire Department, the National Civil Protection System, the Land Traffic and Transportation Authority, the Immigration, Public Force, the Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, and Electricity Generation and Transmission Companies. The decree states that the Panama Canal Authority is also excluded from the decree in accordance with the provisions of Article 93 of Law 19 of the 11th of June of 1997. In addition, in its Article 6, it establishes to suspend the terms and the administrative procedures during the day Thursday, April the 14th. The decree bears the signature of President Laurentino Cortizo and the Minister of Government, Jananiana Tuani Menkomo. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.